This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist field. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I talk about how ocean currents shape the ecology of the Maine coast in an episode recorded during the summer of 2025 while I was sailing a small boat east along the coast.
So I'm wanting to talk about an important factor in the ecology of the Maine coast, and that is the cold water current. When I started the trip out in Pemaquid, the water was cool-ish, but you know, you'd think, oh yeah, I could go float around in this for a bit and it would feel nice. And as I've been moving northeast along the coast, it's slowly been getting colder. And so what's with that? Why is it getting colder? And it's a really important part of the ecology of the coast, and so I want to explain it a little bit. So there's the Labrador Current flows past Nova Scotia, and with the Grand Banks gets deflected into the Bay of Fundy. And then it gets mixed up in the really high tides of the Bay of Fundy. And so what that does is that stirs up the water column. And it also sets up a current flowing southwest along the coast. And it's a cold water current because, again, it originates from Labrador Current. And if you look at some underwater topography, there's some bars that help to bring the cold bottom water up to the surface. There's one around Grand Manan Island and Petit Manan Island. There's a bar between Petit Manan Point and Petit Manan Island as well. And so if you look at sea surface temperature charts, you can see that the coldest water on the Maine coast is right in the easternmost portion of Washington County. And that cold surface water slowly starts to dissipate, but by the time you get to Schoodick Peninsula, so that's where you're out of Washington County and into Hancock County, it's still cool-ish, but not as cold as in coastal Washington County. And then it hits a bunch of islands around Stonington, Swan's Island, Idaho area, which slows things down. And then you get the Penobscot Bay, big bay with a lot of water moving in and out of that. And that's where that cold water current dissipates. And so the eastern half of the Maine coast is quite different than the western half because of that cold water current. There's plants growing on Maine islands that are only found in easternmost Washington County and the offshore islands. And they tend to be Arctic plants. And they find a little foothold the downeast offshore islands because of the cold temperatures, just like up in the Arctic. So as the Gulf of Maine warms over the coming decades, it's hard to know what's going to happen to that cold water current. And could change things quite drastically if that cold water current shuts off. Time will tell, but it's why I think it's important to collect baseline data, particularly along the downeast coast. So as I dip my hand over the side here of the sailboat, you know, I'm just past Schoodick Peninsula. It's coolish, but it's like, yeah, I think I could get in the water for a bit and it would be cold. I wouldn't want to stay in there very long. And if we kept sailing east, you know, the water gets to a point where it's just frigid. Just the idea of jumping into the water is, you know, just too much. It's too cold, even in a hot July or August day.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.